Hey everyone, welcome back to Lotus Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we are fully remote for this episode of Superman
Yeah,
Alone.
sorry. That's my fault.
COVID has struck the legends of podcasting.
Yeah.
That guy.
This guy right here.
This
And
that's that side
that side.
or this
Yeah.
side?
No, first one. Get it right. No,
First one, this
that.
one.
Yep.
This side.
Yeah,
Everyone play that
okay.
way.
Yeah.
So yes, so we are doing because we didn't want to get behind on this show, even though we found out just now that it's going to have a 4 week break, so we're going to do it next week. We love the show so much, we really want to get it, so we're doing it remote for this week. So Liam is remote with the rest of us.
He's not down the bottom
We're in
anymore. Yeah.
We're in the virtual Liam world.
Hold on, let me put my thing backwards.
Yeah.
Bizarro world.
I think
Yeah.
mine's already set backwards. If you see the logo is on the
Yeah,
text
nice. Beautiful,
backwards.
beautiful. Beautiful. But yes, so yes, on to episode 9. I can't remember. 8, 9.
Nine.
9.
Nine.
I'm 9 already. Excellent. Okay, so nice. So in last week's episode, loads, as usual with this show, they don't hold back. They don't leave, they give us a quiet episode. Stuff goes down.
Oh yeah.
So where do we want to start?
I think that was literally the title of the episode, wasn't
Stuff goes
Just
down.
may have been.
I'm yelling timber.
Jordan had his first taste of being a hero,
Yes,
which was pretty cool.
smallville it. Yeah, threw that hood up,
But
saved
they
Jonathan.
also got the downside of it of like not being able to tell Sarah and brushing her off, which
Yeah.
he kind of probably wanted to do anyway, but
Well, I know he's been wanting
yeah.
to tell her since last season, hasn't he? But he's got powers.
Yeah, beginning of this season, he really wanted to do it, and
Clark said what it was like by the end of the year, is
without
that right?
yeah, within a year, if you still do, then yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we had that. So that was a really cool episode with Jonathan trying to help out his girlfriend and the drug
Do you
dealer
think
turning
that's
around.
wrapped up the thing with his girlfriend with the drugs? Do you think that's
I don't know. I
I think that's going to carry on.
Yeah.
It has to because
Interesting.
he still hasn't told anyone who it was.
I
So
mean,
he's still in trouble.
No,
I
I
was
meant,
thinking.
sorry, the guy chasing after.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Oh,
I
the
meant
guy
the
chasing
guy just.
after him.
Do you reckon
Yeah.
that's like her? She can then sort of be fine now, but obviously
You know
a
what?
financial
That
issue will
guy
be a problem.
probably works for someone else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Will
So,
somebody else come after him and Jordan have to
yeah,
step in
there's always
again?
a storyline that can come back here.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to assume that because the dealer got beaten up by somebody with powers, that guy with powers was using the XK as well. So they're going
Yeah.
to want to find out who it is and track it
They're
down.
using our own stuff against
Yeah,
us.
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
God damn it. Yeah,
Yeah.
so that was that part of it. We also had the big part of Ali Anderson and a few of the others crossing over, or did they? Kind of looked like it went a bit wrong.
It looked like they were in pain, and it looked like a little bit like they were starting to disintegrate before they then got sucked through. So, were they destroyed, or is that just how it looks like as you go through that weird ass portal in the cave?
But it didn't
Yeah.
seem to do that when Anderson went through.
I think because
I
he
think it
could see what
still
was going
did
to
the same
happen.
thing to his clothes were still starting to disintegrate, but he wasn't in pain. But
Yeah.
maybe that's just because he's
Because he,
mental.
yeah.
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 Jaded, didn't he? So, or because he was holding a
But he
pendant.
was
He
holding
wasn't taking any pictures.
the rock.
That's
He was double inhaling.
Sorry.
He's not Peter Parker, goddammit. So, but yeah, I wouldn't mind in this episode to actually go to that world and find out what happens when the two things
Yeah, I hope you see
connect,
it on that
or if
side.
Anderson's going to do it, so he becomes godlike, or whatever. But
Yeah,
yeah,
do they merge or
yeah.
what? What happens? Yeah.
So I'm most curious about at the moment. We also had John come out hospital, having a few hard hearts with memory lapses,
Yeah.
which I think he's going to come back at some point, and having some heart to heart with Clark. And then Clark gave them keys to a sort of like garage
Garage,
flat.
that had a cool workshop, perfect for making a steel
Superman mouse.
costume.
I do
Yes, also.
yes.
I kind of like the conversation that Clark had with Natalie as well about how, look, I appreciate, we thought you coming to our house was good for you, but it turns out you're still weirded out by me. So I understand. Here's
Have your
time,
space.
have your
Yeah.
space, and hopefully we can get to know each other on a better level. Like, that's so Clark and so Superman. I love that
Yeah,
kind of dialogue. Yeah.
yeah. And we said right at the beginning, we have said it's a bit more of her actually chasing her dad in the spaceship and finding out she was in stasis for 6 months and everything as well. So I don't know if that's going to come back at any point, but it's
Yeah.
kind of cool to see that. That's pretty much it, right? They were the sort of three main things that happened.
Lana's getting ready for
Oh, yeah,
the
Lana's getting.
debate. What else was there?
I did wonder as well. We found that last episode that their original universe, Nathan John's, was destroyed by the antimatter wave from Crisis. Yes. But at the end of Crisis, some of the multiverse was rebuilt. So is it possible that their original planet's back with Lois and they can go back to it and have a happy ending at some point?
Maybe. That's pretty cool. Be pretty cool. Ross doesn't look very happy about that idea.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Sad face.
I just want to get on and watch it.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, let's quit all this chatting great theories and talking about it. I think I agree. We've been waiting a whole week to watch it. Let's get on and watch this awesome episode. Hey guys, before we jump into this episode of Superman and Lois, just want to thank everyone who's been subscribing over the past week. We really do appreciate it. But if you're watching this right now and you're not a subscriber, we've got COVID and we're still doing this, man. Come on. What more can we do? God. Like, click on that subscribe button. The only way for this channel to grow is with your help. Click on the subscribe button, tell your friends about us. And also, if you want to support us even more, come over to support us on Patreon. You'll find the full episode reaction of this episode, as well as all the rest of the show, as well as all the other shows we react to. So let's jump into this episode of Superman and Lois. You're not sorry.
I knew Lucy would come through.
We fixed that thing suit, too. But we need to hurry. We don't have much time.
See, that thing's suit?
Yeah, Bizarro suit, right? She's going to wear that to go
Oh, I guess that'll get through, Borsal.
It is! The Doomsday suit.
Is she going to make it through with this? This is happening really quickly!
Yeah.
I thought it was going to take a while.
Alright, that suit, it didn't start to fray.
No.
It just shook.
Allie broke out of the DOD.
You're too late. She made it to the other side.
Then I'll bring her back.
You can't, Superman.
Oh no, he's going through.
Not even you can make it through.
Steel suit. Oh no, he's just going for it.
There we go.
Okay,
is he making a tornado?
It's under speed. Turn back, turn.
That Anderson can make it through with XK. Surely.
It's going to take time.
Is this whole episode going to be on the other side?
It is.
Oh my god!
Look at his suit!
He's going to look like Bizarro when he turns up in their universe. It's going to be fucking weird.
The thing is, as well, it's going to be a red sun, so he's not going to be able to heal.
Yeah.
Where is Superman? Jesus.
I thought he was going to come back here and get him to make a suit.
For a new steel costume and for a Superboy.
Yeah.
We knew, we'd said earlier in the season that at point, Superman has to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the death of Superman, but he's not.
This is, it's so cool.
He's practicing with his dad. He's going there. Oh, yeah!
Okay, he's still not back.
Come on, the whole world goes to shit when he's not. He's world fast!
Yeah, that's what would happen.
Yeah. Oh, look how fast he's punching.
Getting there.
No.
His powers previously have been said to be developing at a faster rate than Carlos did.
How long has it been now?
Oh no! Superman returns!
Where's Supergirl? Sal, she's died on
it.
Yeah.
Who's lifted it? Steel!
Hey.
Yeah! Oh, it looks the same! Oh, that was cool.
Freeze!
Freeze bullets!
Man of Steel.
One month.
Fucking hell.
Hang on, she's like a genius and she can't make
it's
waffles.
Than it looks.
You know what?
Lana! Okay, let's get back to work! We got a mayor to elect!
You lazy ass bastards! Get in! Jump down and give me 20!
You know, since I've been talking to Aubrey a little bit more, you've kind of seemed distant.
Yeah, 1041 code 2, highway 14!
I'm so sorry, I gotta go.
You just got here.
Yeah, but I should really check on John. I'll be right back.
Drive her away.
Yeah, he's gonna end up.
Yeah.
She's gonna end up going to the girl.
Sorry.
That's Kyle, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh shit.
She's gonna save her dad. He's gonna save her dad. And she's gonna blame him for like.
Yeah.
Captain, we need to back up.
What the hell is that?
Attack the Delta side. I got this.
Yes, sir. Tornado. Fire. What the
hell? Fire tornadoes.
So I can count on your vote then?
That's got to be a superpowered
awesome.
Person, right?
Firefly?
You think you're
someone taking XK?
Maybe.
That's crazy.
think I need some air.
Matt.
It's got a thing for people with LOs. As long as it doesn't mean flex, we're all good.
How is it a
fire?
Yeah, I don't know
if
it's a person.
Oh. He's jumping!
Oh, yeah! Fist out and everything.
Yeah. Fire free video.
You need to get out of here. Go! Now!
He doesn't know it's Jordan, no.
He must know, surely.
He's not telling anybody, is he? He's not even telling his mum he's doing it.
Today's the day my mom died. Nah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, and John doesn't remember.
Oh, could you? My dad's out here living his best life like she never even existed.
I'm gonna be out of here pretty soon anyways.
Why don't you come with us?
You haven't been here for the last few episodes.
We're not together anymore.
Yeah. Steel's now your dad. Sorry.
Simon. Jordan, look, I'm saying if John Henry saw you full vigilante mode, I mean, you really want mom to find out from someone else? Like, you have to tell her.
What if I tell her and I blow my
cover? You need to stop wearing glasses. Outside
for like a month, it's not worth the risk. I don't know how to fix things with Dad, and I don't even know if I'll ever get the chance to.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I gotta finish this up before tomorrow.
Oh, wait, Ross. There is something I have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Mom, I have to tell you something.
Uh-oh!
Wait, I already know.
Fine, but I didn't have time to argue with you.
About whether it was okay to run into a burning building?
About whether it was all right to save Mr. Cushing's life! Stop telling me to act normal. None of this is normal.
That's why it's not a very good time for you to start playing hero.
That's exactly why it's the right time. That's why Granddad's been training me.
He has been what?
Yeah. You don't need my help.
That is up to you to decide.
Well, I don't need your permission.
Under my roof? Yes, you do.
I think you do.
Not when I'm the one with superpowers.
Jordan.
Come on now. That's not a good idea.
And don't tell me you were too busy.
I guess I just wanted to forget that day.
That's not okay. You don't get to just eternally sunshine Mom's memory.
Matt.
No, seriously.
I'm trying to move on.
So what,
eternally sunshine.
Pretend that she never happened?
It's a great movie, Eternal Sunshine. It's from his mind.
Yeah, I want to be able to enjoy this life we have together.
This life we have? It's because of her. And I don't want a dad who would ever forget that.
Jesus.
One's family's having a horrible time.
Deep shit going on here.
Some assembly required.
Who's he got?
You have a woman there?
Oh, but doesn't have the barmaid.
Yeah.
Dad, you're bleeding.
Nope.
It's fine, it's...
Oh, he's not doing well.
Where's your bandages?
He didn't want to...
So he was just embarrassed of it.
Yeah, he didn't want to see what he's living like at the moment.
I don't know when you were stopping by to straighten up.
How? By taking your one chance to taking it over there?
Yeah.
Like this, Dad. You need stuff.
The man is going through some deep depression.
Yeah.
Figured you'd show up.
What were you thinking?
Oh, you know about that.
He's one of the most powerful beings on Earth. One that needs guidance. From what I hear, he saved someone's life. You should be proud.
You have no idea how hard it is, Dad, with Clark gone. I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this.
Pumpkin. I'm not going to be a single parent forever. Clark's coming back.
This must have been a distribution hub for XK.
You got a lead on any XK dealers?
Yep.
Look familiar?
Sweetie, it's never too late to do the right thing.
And you promise you'll protect them?
With the entire might of the DOD.
Okay, well, make a call.
We're going to have a talk about your little training sessions.
Mom, you're wrong about this.
My word, it's a softer touch there, pal.
It's true. You said it yourself. I need to be ready.
He's not your mother, Jordan. I am. Hello, Candace.
You bitch.
Where does Mickey get his supply?
I tell you, and the people he works for find out.
They won't. I've done this before. I always protect my sources.
All I know is that he used to make pickups at this place on Old McClellan Road.
I think we can work with that.
I have super hearing. If we just drive down Old McClellan Road...
Not gonna happen. You have played hero enough for one day.
It's not a bad idea. This is the kind of thing
you should... Jordan's not Superman, Dad.
I know that, but he's a hell of a lot better than a satellite.
Look, I'm not trying to be Dad, but John's all wrapped up in this, and I just want to catch these guys.
Fine. But you are to stay in the car until we get back to this house, understood?
And wear a denim jacket.
Yeah.
Some cool shades.
Now she moving in.
What is all this?
It's all this stuff.
It's been sitting in the garage for the past couple months.
I already told you the moment I start hanging stuff on these walls.
Dad, please stop lying to yourself. This apartment, it might not be temporary.
Well, then I guess it's a good thing I got my top designer here to help me decorate.
An empty box.
Where's that knucklehead?
How injured are you?
I'm going to get him to help you with all this.
He's busy, I guess.
Smallville. Busy doing what?
Save your just life, motherfucker.
Look, someone needs to remind that boy that he is lucky to be dating my daughter.
Oh, no.
Gorgeous girl.
I love you.
Oh, man.
Heartbreaking.
This has to be it.
Looks like no one's here.
I hear someone talking.
About XK?
I can't make it out.
I make sure the goose is in the gander before he's into the team.
What's that even mean?
It means stay in the car.
But Mom, there's guys in
it
there.
It doesn't matter. That was the deal.
I'll go out and get in trouble when you come in to save the day.
You on this?
Ooh, what's,
that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Dad, there's a whole operation in here.
Turn the flash off.
Dad.
Flash off. Yeah.
Oh, and he's got kryptonite. And he's got kryptonian powers.
You've done everything that you can now, Mom. It's out of your hands. What if I win?
She's got to get Maya.
What? It's going to be the other girl, isn't it?
You think?
Okay. I guess this is it.
Yeah. Honestly, don't know.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's it look like?
Dad, stop. You're going to give yourself rope burn. These are fireman chair knots.
All of the queens show me how to do this.
The tighter it gets. If it was a hobble knot, maybe you could wiggle out, but not this.
How many times have you been kidnapped?
Better you don't. What? No, we are not activating
talk to
son.
Him.
Whoever that guy's talking to.
Activate him like a weapon.
To let Lois Lane and the ex-head of the DOD just leave.
Oh, this is going to be epic. She's going to see it.
Jordan, honey, if you can hear me, we need your help right now. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. Whoa, he's broke. Oh, I thought he was going to disintegrate the guy then.
Killed him from
yeah.
There.
Oh. He's gonna have to fight him.
Yeah. Jordan, look out!
Why are we slow motioning?
Is he faster? He can move out the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Wow!
Oh, he's got space!
It's like flash time!
That's nice. Awesome.
That's so good.
Leveled up again.
That smile, yeah.
He's loving it. One that reminded me of Superman dodging Steppenwolf's punch.
Yes.
When he sort of like goes to the side. The music!
A little bit proud, a little bit proud, Lois. Come on.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, you can be Superboy, but no more secrets.
Yeah. And you need an S.
Oh, that was epic.
How close was it? 57,
43. She won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They have a dramatic entrance.
Yeah. You won?
Convincingly as well. Yeah.
Go, Lana.
And while I am so thrilled to be your new mayor, I want you to know that this victory belongs to all of you, every single person in this room. So thank you. Truly, thank you.
Dad not there? Jordan not there?
No Jordan, no Lois. God, the Kents just don't care.
Oh, here they come.
She's going to dump you.
My team just cleared the warehouse and are sweeping the area for any other hotspots.
Hey, Sarah, I am or it's so crime syndicate. Sorry I'm late.
Wait, you missed the whole thing. Talk to me about it.
I can't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you ever gonna put me first?
What do you mean?
I mean, you keep disappearing, and all I want to know is why.
I have things I want to tell you, but I can't.
Why not? Go on.
You're breaking up with me?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Let's just talk about it tomorrow. Okay.
Sure, yeah, that works.
Dad, what are you doing?
Making breakfast for dinner.
Nice, that's my kind of guy.
Oh my god. That was so tiny. What?
I just want you to know that I will never forget your mother. Because I see her every day when I look at you.
Waffles are getting cold.
Yes, that's the most important part.
I'm just saying. Spent a long time with those waffles.
It's always food to you, Robin.
Yeah,
sure. Gonna stay there.
Shouldn't you be celebrating with your mom?
I broke up with Jordan. Honestly, I don't really want to think about it or talk about it or really acknowledge that it happened.
Hey, you did what you had to do.
That sounds real healthy, that does.
Am I right?
Repress it. That's the best way to do it.
Yes. Let's repress that. This is the
first load up, won't you, like he lives?
Actually, uh-oh.
What's gonna really happen?
Oh!
John,
oh,
what is it?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just like...
You should go home. I'm 2 blocks away.
Sure?
Yes.
Oh no.
She's gonna get abducted.
Yeah.
Then. And he's gonna get powers.
Yeah, no, maybe not.
She never made it home last night.
It's a big glass of wine.
Brooding on the porch is my thing.
It's been a rough day.
She was in Clark a lot.
On the bright side, you did kind of save your mom's life tonight.
Yeah, I guess.
Hold on. I think that warrants way more enthusiasm. But I do want you to know how proud I am of the hero you are becoming.
Hey, look. John's home.
What's up?
Huh?
What the fuck?
What's wrong, Jonathan?
Did he come?
That's not bizarro, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Zooey. He was too late.
Oh, don't you
what?
Fucking leave us on that cliffhanger.
No. How's he still got his suit? I thought it disintegrated. So that's Bizarro Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Bizarro Jonathan. He started off talking backwards for a second.
Then he said he was too late.
But yeah, then you see Superman right afterwards and his suit is fully intact. And like we saw it all like break off right up the arm.
Yeah. unless that's just the effect of the it going, it sort of pulls through.
Yeah, maybe that's just what it looks like when you go through the portal and it all reassembles on the other end.
Yeah, like a teleporter or something.
I kind of thought he'd end up coming out the portal to Bizarro World looking like Bizarro Superman for them, like in Bizarro World, same way that Bizarro Superman arrived in ours, ripped up and shredded.
Yeah, if you look at the what happens to it, I mean, it's a great effect, but it disintegrates, but then it starts getting it's getting pulled into the thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like
was he too late for? Anderson
ascending?
Or what's her name? Who went through as well?
Allie
doing whatever they were planning to do.
Oh well.
Whatever he's looking at is a big green something.
Because
you can see the reflection in his eyes.
God damn.
So is that why Jonathan just got the headache, right? Because he's come through
the
portal.
Yeah, it's like when Bizarro came through, Clark was getting, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like his super hearing coming in. But yeah. No, it's totally that his doppelganger just came through.
He's not. Do you remember we saw the pictures in the alternate universe? He's not evil, is he? He's good.
I don't know.
Like that Jonathan.
Well, he was crossed out with Lois, wasn't he?
Yeah, but if that's the evil, if that's the Bizarro universe and they've gone a bit weird, then he's the good guy, maybe? I don't know.
So this is the picture I saw. Well, I saw a picture with this Jonathan.
Yeah.
In his Superboy.
With the red trousers and the leather jacket.
With his red trousers. Last week, Rob, we said we'd all seen a picture.
Yeah.
It wasn't this scene, but it was him.
Yeah.
In this costume.
Right.
I never assumed it was a different Jonathan. When I saw the picture.
No, I thought it was Jonathan like turning evil, but it makes more sense.
So maybe in the Bizarro universe, it was Jonathan that got powers and not Jordan.
That makes sense, right? Everything's the
opposite. Yeah.
Opposites.
Yeah. Good point.
So you can have two proper superboys like working together.
It'd be awesome if Jonathan merges with his self
because
Clark can't do it with his one now because Bizarro's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if Jonathan does it with his version, then he can get powers like Jordan. It's so good.
It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting seeing Jonathan talk to Jonathan. Both of them, and then like talk about the one with power, talking about the one without, and maybe that'll help our Jonathan, Earth One Jonathan, get more confident with what's going on and help build him up a bit more.
Mm. So the thing is that where Clark is on the floor looking up at whatever he's doing, guessing that has been after the month he's been there, right?
So guessing so, yeah.
Unless
so, he must have been talking to Jonathan for a month, and that's how he learned to speak backwards.
Yeah.
Because Bizarro couldn't speak backwards. So my guessing is that him and Clark have had to try to communicate to each other.
And they've been working together to try and stop
If Jonathan's the only... Jonathan from Bizarro Earth is the only one left that's doing the good work over there and trying to stop Ali and everyone like that, because it's all reversed, then he must have found Clark and in the same way that Bizarro found Superman.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to stop him, you've got to work together. And he's filling them in. I Garrett, do you want to hear the next episode, which is in 4 bloody weeks? We'll be
in that world. Yeah, but would be my guess.
The month we've just missed. The month we just missed.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
That makes much sense.
That was a good episode, man. Really
that
good.
Was a great episode. Again, as usual for Superman and Lois.
Yeah. It never disappoints, does it? It really doesn't.
It just because obviously a month passed, but they actually then wrapped up a lot of the storylines that have been going on to sort of move on to the next part of the story. So the drugs thing's kind of done now. Well, it's done to the point of Jonathan's not keeping it a secret.
Like the Smallville kind of state is out, but it's a bigger operation.
Yeah.
You've got the whole John and Nat not getting on. They sort of work things out. Jordan and Sarah are now broken up, so that means he can focus on being Superboy.
Yeah.
I sort of get it if he's been doing it for a month. Should we get annoyed with it? Because I honestly, I was thinking.
Yeah, you got to remember, he's got a key for the whole month. He hasn't. You could see her. She was trying to ring him, and he doesn't answer his calls.
Yeah.
So it's But I thought because when he I think it was a little bit strange, but the way he kind of reacted to Lois and said no, under my roof, and he's like, no, I'm the one with superpowers. like he thought he was better. I thought that was when Sarah broke up with him, he would just tell her because he had that confidence now. But he still got his father's ear in him to say that no, you can't tell him.
Yeah.
But I could see him definitely telling her by the end of the season now, or she finding out, him saving her or something.
Yeah. I think she'll see him. Is what it will be. I think she's going to continue to get annoyed at him throughout the season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because she'll try and talk to him again on other occasions, and he'll be distant.
He'll just leave because he has to go somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to just be getting annoyed and not understand that clearly something's going on with him, and then at a point she will see him saving the day using powers. And then it's all going to just click for her.
And the other thing is, she'll find out that he was the one that saved her dad in that fire.
Yeah.
And then she'll realise that what he was doing was a good thing. Yeah. There'll be that build up, and then the great thing at the end. Yeah.
Because how would she find out? Because wasn't he already unconscious?
Yeah, and they say they know that Steel showed up, so maybe they think that Steel saved him.
Yeah.
So that she may never know that it was Jordan, and which brings a point, maybe he will bring it up at a point saying like, hey, I even saved your dad. And then he'll be like, that's bull crap.
I can see Jonathan sticking up for it for him. Like, yeah. When she finds out, oh, he lied to me, when she just says she does find out, no, he lied to me all these times, yeah, but you know, you do realize that he did save your dad back then. And she'd be like, what? And then, you know, that will be the catalyst that kind of bring them together. Great. But that him saving Lois and...
Will he end up mirroring how Clark did it and just like take out to field and lift up a truck?
Maybe. I mean, he's leveled up a lot, right? If he's got super speed so much, he can dodge heat magic.
Oh, that was so good.
It's just the way he's so sort of like, good. He's pausing there going, wait, why haven't I been hit yet? And
he gives us a little smirk. He's like, all right.
Leveled up again. Yeah. I can nearly fly and I got super, super speed.
Yeah, him saving his granddad and his mum was so good. Yeah.
I honestly thought when he froze him, he was going to punch him, he was going to disintegrate. I was like, damn, Jordan, that's not what you're going to do.
I love that little line from Lois about, oh, you can't escape from that knot because it's this type of knot. You want to use this other type of knot if you want to get... Yeah. So how many times have you been kidnapped in your life, woman?
Every week.
I love the way that Sam like just knows what his daughter's like, because when Jordan's like, being all like aggy at her. Mm. Sam's like, you probably don't want to start like that, Sam. You want to go one way.
I do like the way they sort of got over that as well, is that, oh, he's been training him in secret, and then it was Steele that was like, yeah, Lois, got to tell you this thing. I saw your son. Mm. And then it's just now it's all out in the open. They can just move past that.
Yeah.
In fact, he was about to tell her as well. He's like, I have something to tell you. He goes, oh, I already fucking know. Don't worry about that.
I can't wait to hear what Clark's reaction is when he comes back, that they stepped up.
Mm.
I hope he's really proud of him. I don't want him to be angry at him.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that there's little shots of Steele stepping in now that he's got his suit back up and running again.
I wonder if him, when Superman comes back, if he will come back wearing a black suit, so it somewhat mirrors the Death and Return of Superman story arc, but also will be a scary sight for Steele and Natalie to see Superman in a black suit. Like,
it could be something that stops the Red Sun getting to him, you know what I mean? Like a shield, so he can survive a bit more over there.
Say it's a solar charging suit for yellow radiation because he hasn't got any in that system.
Yeah.
And because he's been locked away in some bizarre prison, his hair's grown a little bit.
He's grown a nice mullet.
Maybe that's why it's a 4-week... I know, he's already filmed it.
I think the fortress may still... His fortress may still exist in Bizarro World.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he can take his dad's crystal. Bring it back.
It would speak backwards.
But then everything would talk backwards.
It's an AI, isn't it? You just play in reverse. Or just put it in backwards. There you go. To the wall. Fixed.
It'd be looking away from you the whole time.
But if it's an AI, it could reprogram itself just to speak backwards, couldn't it? And then it would work.
Oh, you just use Doctor Who logic. You'll reverse the polarity of the neutron flow. Done.
Well, like you did at the beginning, you just spin the planet back the other way. And then it'd be all right.
Everything would be backwards.
So that'd be awesome if he could take his mum's crystal and his dad's crystal, rebuild the fortress bigger and better, and then he go, and then Jordan and Jonathan could go there to train as well. Mm. Mwah!
Don't you Italian chefs kiss me.
That'd be amazing.
Oh,
that'd be very cool.
That's good. So what do you think, now that they've wrapped up I thought they were going to go down the fact that with the Lana mayoral thing, that she was going to lose and it would trigger a recount or some kind of sort of bribery and corruption thing, but they've just gone, right, she legitimately won with a good majority as well. So where's that story going? Is she going to,
I don't know. Well, I guess maybe that puts more pressure on her not being able to get back with Carl, because if she now gets back with him, they're going to be like, oh, but you said all this stuff in the thing about, like... I don't know if you actually hear what she gets to say, but you know, about looking after when everything that guy's done to you, still taking him back. I don't know if I want you as my mayor now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that puts more pressure on that side of it.
What about giving people second chances? That is a worthwhile thing for her character to show that.
It's whether she gets wrapped up too much in the moment. Like, thing.
You've got a similar thing in a way in Flash at the moment, how what's her face is doing the story arc about how people coming out of prison having a hard time getting back in and being getting work and whatnot. You have seen last week's episode of Flash.
No.
We were meant to record it on Monday, but some idiot got COVID and, you know, it kind of went a bit down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's a really minor bit. That's not... I said anything.
Right, let me just boot Liam from the call.
prioritizing Halo and Moon Knight over Flash at the moment, but yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's fine.
I'll forget about it by the time we watch it.
Yeah, but now you're going to be like, this was the bit Liam said. But it's really not like that big of a thing. It's really one of the subplots. Anyway.
It can't be any worse than Frost.
It's something that, you know, is showing that she's giving people a second chance. Not just completely writing someone off because they made a mistake. That doesn't ruin them for life. You know, it's everyone makes mistakes. It's about what you do next, you know. So it's about Kyle, how he behaves after this and what he does to rectify things and to correct his life and right his wrongs, and about Lana giving him a chance to make these amends. And, you know, that would show some strength in character for her as a mayor. So as a mother, a wife, and a mayor.
Well, that's the thing. So, I was thinking about, because I can quite easily see her getting so wrapped up in her mayoral duties that she neglects Sarah and what's the other one called that we forget?
they forget about her too.
Yeah. I don't think they give her a name yet. So,
but that's gonna, you know,
the other daughter they constantly send away.
Yeah. The fact that she
boarding school with you.
The fact that her whole campaign was based upon family, and if she starts neglecting family because she's got too much on her mind with the duties, and I mean, she's already sort of pushed Sarah into back, you know, to sleeping in Carl's apartment, and that's a thing as well. That's the way he was acting with his lack of self care and the way his apartments. That's a man who's going through some severe depression, which nobody's talking about, and that's something that anyone around needs to. You can't just let a man suffer through that one by themselves. Need to sort step in and help.
You know, the show. In general, from season one, from even I think the first episode has done a good job at addressing depression like head on, because you had that with Jordan explaining he had his depression issues, and with his girlfriend, her also having issues. So, you know, I think it'll be good. It's good that they are tackling it as well, you know, because that's shining a light on the mental health for teenagers and kids. This is showing it on a grown-up setting as well, like it affects grown-ups. I think it's a good thing they're showing it, and I agree with you. Like the way that how they represented him is a guy that's deep, deep in depression at that point.
Yeah, he's in his denial stage, or his.
At that point, things aren't good, and he needs some help.
But he's too proud. He's too proud to ask for it. I think
it's not pride. He's just.
I think that he's just. He feels alone.
Yeah.
I think he wants to. He wants to hide it, right? I mean, that's why he wants.
He's
to,
ashamed, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he's ashamed, but I also think like by the end of like during season one, you know, he ended up being something of an outcast. You know, the town kind of were against him. If I remember right. Things seem to have repaired a bit, but now he's done this, which is just could make him look worse in other people's eyes. So he probably feels like he's someone that has no friends, has no one at all at this point, and doesn't feel like he deserves anyone, which is why he also didn't want his daughter there.
But it's good that now she's with him and she can go through it with him. It's going to be quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's struggled with depression before, so you know that may be helpful. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the risk that they may feed off of each other, you know, as a result of this. So because she's someone that has a history of depression, and she's just split up with her boyfriend, and she's kind of confused where she's at love-wise as well. So.
You could see her now going off with the woman, the girl from camp.
Being around someone who's manically depressed, you know, they could end up feeding off each other and it could just end up being a downward spiral for the pair of them. But hopefully not. We'll see. It's going to be, I'm really interested to see how the show tackles this, because I think this is a really important issue and I think it's great they're doing it.
I did get a feeling, what was the girl, what's the girl from camp? I can't
remember her name. Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see her going there, but I was getting like the feelings of Nat again. Like with the, when she was speaking to her about her mother.
Mm.
Yeah.
I could see them going down that route as well, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Cool. Well, got
the thing is, they've never made the thing obvious in this show.
Mm.
No.
You think, oh, it's going to go one way, and then they completely go the opposite way, and it's always better than you expect it to be as well.
Yeah, everything they've done in this show is better than anything we could have imagined. As we've talked about our different ideas, they've outdone any idea that we've come up with. They've topped. So, hats off.
It's like, I just look forward to watching every week. Well, every other fucking month.
There's no other show that I look forward to as much as Superman and Lois.
We just got to make sure that Stu's table stays intact for 4 weeks now and flip it over in anger.
I just get more frustrated that people that want to watch this show keep having to guess when it's on or keep missing an episode. And it's like the highest rated CW show.
It's the pandemic interrupted production. And I think ultimately we've just got to be glad the fact that they are still able to make the show. You know, it's got a lot of challenges up against it because of the pandemic, because of the broken up release schedule. But
on the plus side, because of the Discovery handover, it's going back to HBO Max, isn't it? They're taking it over from CW.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is that official?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think the problem was it was being made on HBO Max, and then that came off of there, and then CW about to try and fit it in their already created schedule. So they're like, well, we can fit it in here and here and here and here, and it just breaks it up. But hopefully when it goes back to HBO Max, it can be just a weekly thing straight off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be great if it does get over to HBO Max.
I think all the CW shows are going over to HBO Max. Because this has been renewed for season 3. Flash is renewed.
I think a bunch of the CW shows are just going to come to an end.
Yeah, I think some of them
are going to end because it's been on long enough. Because as Grant Gustin has only signed on for an extra season, which I thought was this season that we're currently getting. And he's now, his contract is only on a one season basis.
Yeah.
Whereas normally they sign up for like 3 seasons at a go. So it's possible. And this season, he's not even appear. I think he only appears in, I think if I remember right, the contract said it was like 70% of episodes that he would be in. So there'll be episodes that focus a lot more on other characters. But this season doesn't, Flash doesn't feel like it's heading towards a grand finale. It just feels like it's another season, a regular season to me. So I hope Flash gets one more season to make an epic ending.
We get to give it a last season to sort of.
Yeah, like they do with Arrow. The final season of Arrow was pretty good. So.
Yeah, Supergirl. We haven't watched it, but Supergirl's last season went pretty good as well.
Yeah,
they knew it was the last season, so it's good to they could throw. Put all
yeah,
stops
they did
into
a great job with that. Again, I feel I've said it before with Supergirl, the writing was fantastic. The only thing that it struggled with was it was working with less of a budget than it needed in order to look good. If it had the same budget Superman and Lois has, then it could probably look a lot nicer. But yeah, I think Flash will come to an end. I think Legends has to come to an end. What other shows?
Batwoman.
Batwoman should have ended already.
Should have never started.
Legends of Tomorrow. That's
you just said that.
Said Legends. Yeah, Legends should end. It's ran for long enough, and I feel like it's dipped a lot more now. I prefer first season of Legends is still my favorite season, which had a more serious tone to it.
Yeah,
I prefer the first couple. I didn't like the goofiness of later seasons. There are a lot of really fun episodes of Legends, and it's nice how far they really lean into the cheesy comic book aspect of things. But yeah, I feel like Legends has
run its course.
Yeah. So I think that can end. Flash can end. Legends can end. Batwoman should have already ended. What we left? Naomi, I think, should be given more of a chance than it's had. Because Naomi is good. I'm enjoying Naomi. It's not the greatest show on TV. But Naomi, I'm enjoying.
Stargirl should keep going.
Stargirl would fit in perfectly with the HBO Max shows.
Yeah, well, they've already finished season 3, right? Control. So
we need to need more seasons of Titans. Get them all that up.
That's been, it's been formed at the end as well.
HBO Max anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, they just. Yeah,
so that's guaranteed.
And we've got that new Gotham Knights show is going to be starting up.
Say again?
Gotham Knights is going to be starting.
Yeah, Gotham Knights will be starting up, but you know, maybe that just starts up straight away on HBO Max instead of going to CW.
I think.
Hopefully so.
Has that actually gone to season, or are they just doing a pilot at the moment?
I think they're trying to find all the cast and crew.
Yeah, they're still recruiting because they've just cast Stephanie Brown.
Okay, because that may. It may not even go to season. This could still just be the pilot that they're doing. So, like, they've done it before. We had it with that.
Well, if you've seen the main character, it definitely shouldn't go to season.
You what?
What? He's the main character.
Well, it's the adopted son. No, not the adopted son. The what did he call it? The forgotten son of Bruce Wayne. So you're like, oh, is it going to be Damian? Mm. Is it going to be Dick? No, it's some new guy that they're creating.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Some new guy, and he's pairing up with like the children of villains.
Yeah.
And because Batman has died, and everyone thinks it's one of them that did it, so they're now working together to find out who really killed Batman, so as to clear their own names.
Yeah.
That sounds shit. So,
it's not Gotham.
It's made by the same people that did Batwoman.
That explains a lot.
Oh, well, that's ruined my excitement.
Yeah,
well, they did Batwoman, but also people who worked on Gotham. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, well, if Gotham was awesome. So it has the potential to be like, okay, the idea of Gotham before it came out was like, on paper, this sounds like it's going to suck because there's no Batman in this. And it's all before it happens, doesn't sound like it can be interesting. Gotham Knights, by all accounts, has a similar kind of vibe to it. Like, not sure why we're going to watch this. But the Gotham team did an awesome job with that show. And the writing was fantastic. We got some fantastic versions of characters in it. I loved Gotham. So there's the chance Gotham Knights will actually be pretty good.
So weird why they call it the same thing as a game that's coming out, but it's got nothing to do with the game.
Yeah, I thought it would have been tying.
That's just trying to piggyback off the name. I feel like that's a shame. Like, the name is something different because it's clearly not the same.
Yeah, because people are just going to get confused otherwise. The only similarity is Batman's dead. Or dead. Yeah.
No.
All right, well, let's get back to Superman anyway. We totally sidetracked.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it. We just watched Superman. Yes, so... anything else?
I think that's about it. We've got to wait 4 weeks now until we pick this up again.
Yeah. Now what, should we just consider this the mid-season finale?
Yeah, that was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I think it kind of sits up as it, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, it was quite a big cliffhanger at the end, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jonathan turning up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I want to see it. I just want to see those two Jonathans interact.
Mm.
100%.
Or do you think...
What if they merge...
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally admit. All
right, Drax.
Yeah. I was thinking about something else.
But what the other thing is, what I just thought, what happens if he's come to say, oh, yeah, I'm a good guy. I was working with your dad. We need to help out. But he's not. And the reason why he was crossed out on that photo is that he's the bad guy.
Mm.
And he's working with Tao Roe. Maybe Ali, whatever, and he's come to sort of, because Ali's obviously gone on that side now, right? And she's maybe sent him this way, and he's going to corrupt it from this side.
Maybe
try and befriend them and then betray them. Could be that as well.
He was crossed out on the photo, and so was Lois.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what if Lois is the big bad? Because we've got all this focus on the fact that there are two Loises because of
Natalie's mom.
Wife, and you know, Natalie's mom is Lois. There's a lot of focus on Lois there. What if, yeah, the big bad in Bizarro world?
And imagine if she comes over to this world, and Steel and Nat have to battle.
Yeah, because why else would you have had all that focus on this episode on them thinking about Lois is from their dimension if you're not going to pull that?
They finally
into this...
get over it, and then she turns up. That'd be a big whammy, man.
Yeah, because the Lois that they knew was like this perfect woman for them in their world, and now they have the Lois in on Earth One that they that is a great Lois, is a very good Lois, so
just not their one. Yeah.
Yeah, just not their one. So yeah, having then an evil Lois appear,
because you could see, right, if she hated Clark and Jordan in her world, she would send an asset, as in her other son, to manipulate this other family, to try and infiltrate and take them out from the inside. Because she could be working with Ali. Maybe Ali's like her number one. Interesting.
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like an awesome theory, though.
I'm gonna go and sleep in my hyper chamber. Wake me up in 4 weeks.
So everyone, that was episode 9 of Superman and Lois, basically the mid-season finale. What did you think about it? Come on, let us know. We have now a 4-week break to find out what happened to Clark, who this new Jonathan is, if Ross's crazy theories are correct. Let us know your thoughts on it. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, please head over to our Patreon, sign up there, you find the full reaction of this episode, all the rest of the season, all the other shows we react to. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please sign up there, the link's in the description below. And we also have a podcast, so anyway, listen to podcasts. Search for us, you'll find us there. And if you're watching this right now, you're not a subscriber, click on that subscribe button so you can see us in 4 weeks' time reacting to episode 10. We'll find out what's going to happen in Superman and Lois.